on the east side of Red Oak. We're at 81 degrees, and winds are out of the southeast at about 7. I'm joined now, the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors with me this afternoon, Charlotte Schmidt. Good afternoon, Charlotte.
Good afternoon. It is afternoon now.
It is afternoon.
I got here a little later today.
It is afternoon. How are things going?
Great. Just great.
How was the meeting this morning?
It was very good. A lot of discussion.
Mm-hmm.
It was long. We had a full agenda today, so but that's good. It was a good thing. So
you had a lot on the agenda, that's for sure. So
yes.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
All the supervisors present at the meeting?
We were all present at the meeting in person.
All the routine preliminary items were approved?
They were all approved.
Audience comments at the meeting?
We had 7 people give audience comments.
Who spoke at the meeting?
Do you want to know all of them? Jan Norris, Tripp Nayrup,
mm-hmm.
Cheryl Hoberg, Lori Johnson, Karen from Mills County, I didn't get her last name, Maggie McGowan, and Carrie, I think her last name, I think she said Hurt. She was online. She was from Missouri speaking on behalf of her dad that owns land.
So. Were the comments all centered around the carbon pipeline?
Yeah. CO2 pipeline.
Yes,
because Summit came today to speak.
So. All right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? How long did that, I guess everyone took their 2 minutes
they
probably?
They all took their 2 minutes, yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Supervisors Weekly Committee and Assignment Updates, what'd you have there?
The only two that had any assignments, Mark Peterson, he had a Waubonsie Mental Health Board meeting. And then I, Sharla, had a Montgomery County Memorial Hospital board meeting and a Zion board meeting.
Okay.
So,
secondary roads update. What did Engineer Karen Albert have for you?
It's kind of short this week.
Okay.
The weather's so darn nice. No.
It is. It is.
So they hauled rock to the Elliott area, moved gravel, road shoulders throughout the county, and hauled dirt and rock to the G Avenue Pipe Project. Now, the G Avenue Pipe Project, south of 180th Street, MDX, completed the project last Friday.
Okay.
They still have one piece of equipment they need to remove from the site. G Avenue is now open to traffic. And just so you know, the project took 20 working days out of the 30 working days given for the project to be completed.
Okay. Ahead of schedule.
It was ahead of schedule. So.
All right.
And you have to kind of probably give that to the weather a little bit.
Absolutely.
I don't know, but... anyway, and they always are working on their 5-year construction plan, so she always throws that in there, so which is a good thing.
Maintenance update from Mr. Dan Wright. What did you have there?
Well, he talked about the elevator. You know, there's Schneider. There's just some things, you know, that Dan's, you know, they had to take a look at, and they're going to have to make some corrections there. And then he just talked about... he finished the Highland Annex. He finished the flashing up there. It looks beautiful. He brought us some pictures. And he came in the one morning and there was water leaking and he had to clean all that. So he just kind of gave maintenance updates, telling us what's happened.
What's the status with the elevator in the courthouse? Is that going to be, were bids released on that? Did you accept the bid or what's the status with the elevator?
I think it's Schneider.
Okay.
It's the one that I wrote it down, and I did. That's the one thing I didn't put on here. But yeah, that's all done. Now it's just getting. Then you have to order everything before you can start on it because you don't want it so much downtime.
Right.
So you can't do that piece by piece.
Gotcha. All right. Anything else for Mr. Wright?
No, that's about it.
Item number 10, Veterans Affairs update. Ed Young, tell me about that.
Ed Young, he gave a great update, and he has been here. He started on July 7th, and he said when he first took the job, he said it was just a little slow, and these are his words. He goes, I thought about going back to teaching school, but now he's certified with the state, and evidently he didn't realize that through Veterans Affairs down here or whatever that he had to have another certification, and he's working on that. And he has had some veterans that he's, you know, that said, hey, I haven't heard anything back.
Yeah.
And he's doing all that kind of stuff. And he's also, he said on Thursday afternoons, he's been going to the nursing homes and facilities, you know, to talk to the veterans and try to help them. And so he's He's good. He's very positive, and I think he's a great asset.
Okay. Then item number 11, Summit Carbon Solutions, the Summit Carbon Pipeline Update Community and Landowner Partnership Program. Tell me about that.
Well,
who was there, and then what was presented?
Okay, there were three people from Summit Carbon Solutions. The speaker was Joseph Cosgrove. He's the associate project manager. And he basically, I brought you that pamphlet that he passed out to all the supervisors. He just updated us on Summit Carbon Solutions Community and Landowner Partnership Program. They have the new CEO. And he, you know, the way that he is, he's just making some changes to how he deals with the community people, with the community and everybody.
Okay.
And so it's all in that little packet there. It's just, you know, and I just said to him, there were two people with him from Summit, Kylie Lang and Mike Higgins. They were there. They did not speak, but they were there with him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just said, so this is kind of an updated plan. And he said, well, kind of, yeah. So anyway, but, he didn't have anything specific because I asked him, I said, well, I said, you know, basically waiting for legal actions that have been taken to find out what the outcome is. And he's, you know, and he kind of nodded his head. So, yeah.
What did, about how long did he speak?
He didn't even speak 10 minutes.
Okay.
He spoke very, because he said he could go through the long or the short, and I mean, he just went through the short version of that. That's okay. In that packet there. So, yeah.
All right.
And that's all. That's all. It was just more informational.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't anything about, you know, wasn't anything in-depth about any legalities or, you know, any changes like that. So.
All right. Okay. So less than 10 minutes he spoke.
Yeah. He did share, and it's in that packet too. They're going to have Summit's going to have an open house at the McAlpin Building in Red Oak on November 10th, 2025, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the McAlpin Building is at 109 East Washington Avenue. So he said it's open to the public.
Okay.
So anybody can come, and they'll be glad to listen and talk to all of you.
Okay. Anything else from there you want to comment on?
No.
Okay.
No, not really.
Charlotte Schmid, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, with me this afternoon. New business, a few items there. First one was discuss ReGov early adoption agreement and action as necessary. What took place there?
Well, we had made an agreement with ReGov.
Yeah.
And we just so everybody knows, didn't pay them any money or anything. We just made an agreement. But today we made a motion, the board made a motion to rescind the early adoption agreement with ReGov, and the motion carried. It was just, wasn't going to fit our needs as a county. So, you know, it was going to take way too long, and we can't wait that long. So we need some changes now.
All right. So that was passed unanimously.
That was passed unanimously.
And the next agenda item, discuss Tyler Technology software service agreement with action as necessary. Tell me about that.
A lot of discussion. A lot of pretty in-depth discussion.
So you currently have a software package that's called Solutions. Is that correct?
Right.
And they're no longer supporting that or that equipment, or it doesn't serve our needs, right?
It doesn't serve our needs. Let's say it that way.
Okay.
Yes.
So this Tyler Technology software service, they better serve the needs of Montgomery County.
We feel they will, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who all will interact with the software? All the department heads and different departments within the county?
All the departments.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, all the departments.
Okay.
Correct. Yes.
And it manages all of, I'm going to say, county data. That's a very broad general term,
right.
But what
exactly.
What the county, the business of the county,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Am I understanding that correctly?
Right. And each department is so specific to what their data and their needs are.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. So then the discussion, you said there was a lot of discussion on this. Tell me about that.
We did not take any action on it. And I think that was kind of like what of our discussion is. The board was, I guess it was we were informed today that some of the department heads did not feel like they had enough information, and they wanted, they wanted more information from Tyler.
And they'll be the ones using
exactly
it.
Right.
So,
okay. That's exactly right. So, today, So anyway, actually, as a board chair today, this morning, I sent an email out to all of them, and I had the information from the two people they need to talk to at Tyler. Tyler did come here for two days, and every department head, they sat with each one, and they went over everything with them. Mm-hmm. But evidently, they still have some more questions, and that's okay. And so the board just decided to take no action today on that. But I sent an email out, and I said, gave them, hey, you can reach out to the auditor, Jill Ozuna, or the two people from Tyler, and I said I'd like to have their feedback to me by this next Monday, the 6th of October, before our meeting.
How many department heads still have remaining questions? A couple, three or four, or how many?
Well, I don't know. I just knew of one.
Okay.
But, if there's one, there's more than one, probably. So,
okay.
And that's okay. That's okay.
So a lot of discussion, no action taken
no.
on that item.
No, and we'll just put it on the agenda for next week.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway.
If and when that would be adopted, let's say next week, how long before you would get that system installed and utilized?
Well, it would take them it would be up by July 1 of 2026. And that's why I think probably some people think we're trying to push it, and maybe we are, but... we need to make a decision sooner rather than later so that they'll have everything done for us by July 1.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a lot of about how long was that discussion? 10 minutes?
You know, I did not look.
Okay.
We were kind of in a heated discussion. So
okay.
I wasn't looking at a clock.
All right. But there wasn't a vote taken on that then.
No vote. No action whatsoever on that.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
More to come on Tyler Technologies.
Yep.
Discuss NFIP Ordinance 2025-02, Language Options with Action as Necessary. What is that?
Well, that's the National Floodplain Insurance Plan, which we want to belong to. It doesn't cost us anything, but we have to have an ordinance in place for that. And so they gave us an ordinance that other counties use, and we had our county attorney look at it, and we had our county engineer. And also Barry in there. Barry and Karen were close on those ordinances, and they really said they wouldn't do any changes. They wouldn't do any optional alternative language. They wouldn't do that. They would just keep the ordinance the way it was written from the original way.
Okay.
And so today, they did make a motion to just keep the ordinance language, the original language, and not do any optional or remove any optional or alternative language that was in there that they showed to us. So basically, that's what we did there. And then
was that a unanimous vote on that?
That was
a
unanimous vote.
Okay.
And then the next item on the agenda is to set the date for a public hearing for that ordinance.
When did that come up? When are you
going to
do
that? Going to be October 21st at 9:15 a.m. during our board meeting.
Okay. All right.
And then that way it'll be in the paper, and then also the ordinance. I mean, the ordinance, everybody can look at it ahead of time. So.
Okay. All right. Anything else? That was it for new business. Anything else that you discussed or talked about there?
Not under new business, no.
Items for the next meeting are what?
Monthly reports, an opiate, something. I thought kind of she said there was a reconnect on the opiate money. We have a Red Oak Township appointment we need to make, which we were supposed to do this week, but we'll do it next week. And then there's also... security information policy that the board needs to look at, review, and see if there's any changes we need to make.
Okay.
So, and that's right now. Now, we could add more.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Charlotte Schmidt with me, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. What else do we need to be aware of, Charlotte? The meeting was quite lengthy overall, though.
It was lengthy. It was lengthy today. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It was lengthy.
Okay.
It was a lengthy. It was all right. That's good, though. That's good. So.
Anything else we need to touch on?
Not that I can think of right now.
Very good.
Okay.
Nice to see you. Thanks for stopping by. Make it a great day.
You too.
Charlotte Schmidt with me again, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Thanks to Charlotte for stopping by.
The Liddell Auction Service invites you to their October auction, October the 4th, 10 a.m., 707 Main Street in Griswold, Iowa. They've got guns, antiques and collectibles, tools, lawn and garden, and household. There's antiques and collectibles, Native American sun catchers, longhorn skull, glassware, and so much more. Tools, there's a chainsaw, 24-piece tool set, and more. Lawn and garden, there's a lawnmower, patio set, pool ladder. Household, elliptical, vacuums, rugs, bookcases, Christmas decor, large stainless steel bowls, American decor, and much more. The guns will sell at 1 p.m. There's a Steven Model 871 22 long rifle, Cleveland 16 gauge single shot, J.C. Higgins Model 583 22 20 bolt action, Savage Model 111 300 wing mag with scope, Intra Arms 12 gauge coach gun, Marlin 22 lever action, Model 39A pre 1975, Bon Arms 9mm, Remington Arms 12 gauge 870 Express Magnum. That's the Liddell Auction Service, their October auction, October the 4th, 10 a.m., 707 Main Street in Griswold, Iowa. The Liddell Auction Service looks forward to seeing you October the 4th.
Best at Fresh this week at your Red Oak Hy-Vee Produce Department. Red seedless grapes, just $1.